Well, in this third video on Exodus, we're going to talk about getting off track. Very easy to forget about your vision and your plan. And as you grow through opposition, through pressure, through financial issues, through difficult people, it can be any number of things, and we lose the focus. And we've got to get back on track to be able to move forward, because being off track will take us in the wrong direction. And we've got to listen to the right people. And usually when we get off track, we start listening to too many people. Social media and the media aren't great advisors, and we listen too much to them. But other people we listen to, and we need to not have too many voices or speaking different things. Otherwise, we try to do everything and not succeed, or we don't do anything because we are confused. In the last session, I actually shared about some of the areas that you look for in a mentor, some of the key things. They're very practical and very helpful. So to get back on track, here's one of the things I've found really helpful in my advertising days and in the Gloria Jean's days. Sat with our group of key people and said, okay, let's go back to where do we want to be in 3 years, and how does that form part of what we have set in place as part of our vision, mission, values, and our plan. So where do we want to be? If there was no barriers, where do we want to be? And the second key thing is, what then are the barriers stopping us getting to where we want to be? Because then we can actually do some action points, who's going to do what, by when, against all those barriers. And as you start to tackle each one of those, based on where you want to be, where your vision, where you want to go, then you start to move again towards that vision. But the key part of all this is you have to get buy-in. You've got to get buy-in from your key staff, actually all your staff. And the only way to do that is share with each of your staff and your key people where you see this going. And then on a regular basis, share some good milestones, some successes, and some innovations or some new things we're looking to do. It might be a product innovation. It might be a new system that's going to make it easier for other people. And if you're in a franchise system, share that with your franchisees, because people need to buy in, so you're all rowing in the one direction rather than going off in different direction. You see, God's got the plan, and we need to be listening to him to actually get the ideas to put into that plan. And I've had business people say to me, look, I don't have God speak to me. I said, do you spend time with him? They said, I'm too busy. Well, how can anyone speak to you if you're too busy? Even if it's a few minutes, we need to sit down and read a few verses, you know, from the Bible, and look at some of the key parts of Exodus that I'm sharing, or some of the other books, and say to God, what are you saying to me, and what are you saying to me about my business? When we get to the book of Isaiah, you'll see that God says, I have things to tell you, new things you've never thought of. And then he talks about in other books to get the plan, write it down, and then speak it out. So we need to get into control, we need to be the leader in leading our people forward. But get your key people to help you do that. Yes, you'll make mistakes. Yes, you make the wrong decision. Man, Moses made so many mistakes when you look at the book of Exodus and ongoing, but still God blessed him and showed him the way forward. And you know, he had to lead 2 million screaming and complaining people through the desert. See, the journey from the Red Sea to the Promised Land was only 2 weeks, but because they were disobedient, they kept complaining, they ended up wandering the desert for 40 years. You don't want to be wandering your business for that long and not going, not making money, having complaining people. You need to deal with those issues now. And that's why you want to know where you want to be within 3 years and what are the barriers to achieving where you want to be. And together you work towards this. So the key outtake of this, it's working together to make this happen. That may be you with your clients, you with your franchisees, you with your suppliers, and you with your staff. So we've had a lot of lessons in the last 3 videos from Exodus, and there's plenty more there if you want to read the book, but I reckon they're the key things for us for this time in through this period that we're going through in business and ongoing. Thank you.